Track 4, VI News and Tip of the Week. Fight for Sight has launched its 20 Voices for 2020 campaign, which shares the stories of people who have been affected by sight loss. The stories are designed to highlight the personal impact of sight loss in the UK while raising awareness of the possibility of eye research and the difference it can make. The charity shares the story of the 15-year-old Rose Roberts, who was diagnosed with Stargardt muscular dystrophy when she was 7 years old. Rose says, "When you suffer from an eye condition, it's not only your vision that's impaired, it's your ability to live life as easily as others. Other people don't realise how much they should treasure their eyesight until something happens to it. Eye research brings new hope of new treatments to people with eye conditions." The 20 Voices for 2020 campaign is part of the Fight for Sight's wider plans for the year, which will include a research study showing the economic and personal impact of sight loss. Dr. Rubina Hamed, Head of Research at Fight for Sight, says 2020 was the right time for the investment in new therapies to treat eye conditions, many of which are already stopping sight loss and blindness at clinical trial. Dr. Ahmed said if the 1-20 research funding gap could be closed, many more people like Rose could be helped. The notion of the 1-20 funding gap comes from the fact that despite 20% of people in the UK experiencing serious sight loss or blindness in their lifetime, just 1% of the national grant funding is invested in eye research. A company with a largely disabled workforce is fighting employment discrimination by encouraging other businesses to poach their talented staff. About 80% of the staff at Clarity & Co, that's about 100 people, have a disability or a long-term health condition, with many claiming they've been rejected by employers who said they couldn't cope with their disabilities. Government figures from 2017 show there were 1 million people with disabilities in the UK who wanted to and were able to work, but were not employed. But Clarity, whose eco-friendly Beko bath and beauty products are found in shops including Waitrose and Sainsbury's, says disability is never or should never be an obstacle to achieving commercial success. Clarity's Steal Our Staff campaign, which sees Beko products featuring staff members' CVs on labels, is intended to help close the UK's disability employment gap. Beko team leader Michael O'Brien, aged 60, was born with severe sight loss and thought his life had collapsed when he lost sight completely in his left eye at the age of 17. After going through rehabilitation, he secured a job in local authority, but thought he'd never work again when he was made redundant from his role 5 years ago. Michael, who could lose his eyesight completely any time, battled depression when he lost his job, but credits Clarity with turning his life around when they hired him in 2014, he told Mintro.co.uk. "I'll try not to think about the fact that my sight could go any time, but obviously without feeling sorry for myself, you could wake up one morning and not see, and that's daunting. After 35 and a half years, I got made redundant, and that was very daunting due to my age and disability. I didn't think I'd be employed again, so I was in a bad place. Depression set in. I wouldn't go out, talk to anyone, do anything. But then Clarity came along and took me on board, and they turned my life around. I'm very passionate about the organisation, what they've done for me to support all they've given me." Trudy Frederick, age 54, who has a learning disability, says no one would hire her when she left college because of her disability, but she also found her new home on the Clarity factory floor in 1988. She said other employers said no because of my disability. They couldn't cope with me being disabled, but I don't find it a problem here. We embrace it. Andy Zener of Clarity said, "It's a very complex issue as to why other employees find it difficult to take what they view as a chance on people with disability. But we are living proof that disability is never or should never be an obstacle to achieving commercial success. That's really the great strength of what we are showing to other businesses. Our Steal Our Staff campaign is all about raising awareness among other employers in Britain today that disabled people shouldn't be seen in exactly the same way as everybody else. VI Tip of the Week. This week it's all about travelling. Tip 1. Travel agents. There are many organisations offering accessibility information to visually impaired people travelling in the UK and abroad, such as Holidays for All, Travel Eyes, Enabled Holidays, and lots more. Tip 2. Specialist hotels. There are several specialist hotels around the UK that cater specifically for blind and partially sighted people. Vision Hotels is a small group of specialist hotels run by Action for Blind People. Tip 3. Travel assistance. There is now some sort of travel assistance on all types of transport. Always make sure you let you know your travel agent, tour operator, or the tour travel company in advance if you need any extra assistance, so that there is time to organise the support you need. Tip 4. Travel discounts. There are a variety of travel discounts and fare reductions available to blind or visually impaired people. If you are registered as blind or partially sighted, you can receive free or discounted travel on buses. To find out more, contact your local council.